so slow. W-O-N-Y, Oneonta.
We're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound alone, but of rhythm and recollection. A realm where every note is a doorway and every beat bends the ears. Past and present dissolve. Decades rewind. Melodies of every age rise again. Rock, soul, pop, and beyond. Step in and travel through time, where music and memories meet. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Join Johnny G, your guide on this musical ride, and spin back the years together. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Jukebox Journey on WONY.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, wiggling a walk and a giggling a talk. Make the world go round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But, oh, honey. But, oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace had a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8 and don't be late. But, baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace had a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low, made the world go round. Ain't a nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Touch it.
Hard to believe that song is 30 years old this year. I don't know where the time went. Hiya, hiya, that's Donna Lewis. I love you always, forever. Right here at 90.9 FM, Johnny G along with you on an overcast, of course, cold, cloudy day in Oneonta. But you know what? At least we did not get slammed with all that snow. Thank goodness for that. I mean, people down in Long Island, Cape Cod. I got a friend in Cape Cod. Lives in, I forget the name of the town now, but it's up on the North Shore there. No electricity. The whole town is without power. So, I mean, we kind of lucked out. Anyway, today is February 25th. Happy birthday to you. If you're celebrating a birthday today, you're sharing your big day with a guy, if he was still with us, would have turned 83 years old today, George Harrison.
What I feel, I can't say. Where do you live?
In the city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
Or a rent?
Rent.
What do you do for a living?
Lots of things.
Where's your office?
I don't have one.
How come?
I don't need one.
Where's your wife?
Don't have one.
How come?
It's a long story.
Do you have kids?
No, I don't.
How come?
It's an even longer story.
Are you my dad's brother?
What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38.
I'm your dad's brother, all right.
You have much more hair on your nose than my dad.
How nice of you to notice.
I'm a kid. That's my job.
Panorama here on Jukebox Journey. Johnny G along with you on a Wednesday afternoon. Hey, just got a call from Kristen down in Tuckahoe, and they got slammed with a lot of snow. Sounds like they won't be able to drive their cars until springtime. But she wanted to hear, well, she said, I'd love to hear who will stop the snow, but I'll settle for CCR. So you got it, Kristen, from Jukebox Journey.
For so long, girl, and with the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other sticker Valentines. Somebody, I only know it isn't mine. Allison, I know this world is killing you. Oh, Allison, my aim is true. Got a husband now. Believe your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake. You used to hold him right in your hand. I bet it took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. Cause I can't stand to see you this way. Allison, I know this world is killing you. Oh, Allison, my aim is true.
Let's move before the rain, the rock and roll. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Why are you trying to put me in shame? I said, a slow, that was the past. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, love.
Here at 90.9 FM and All Right Now, right here on Jukebox Journey. Johnny G along with you. So glad you could join me this afternoon. Olympics are over. Exciting or what? Oh, man. I mean, with the men winning in overtime on Sunday, incredible. And then with the women's hockey, wow. It was just like, you know, but let me, do we have that? Let me just hear it one more time, the women winning.
As Canada gets fresh skaters on the ice. The outlet pass for Keller, a defenseman. Nice move. Puffs to the net. Score! Megan Keller, the overtime hero. United States. It's goal to belong.
Megan Keller, man, coming through in the clutch. And you know, Canada, they thought they had it, but the Americans came through. And I got to tell you, I have such a pet peeve whenever I watch any kind of sporting event now, and it's to the point where it just drives my wife crazy, because inevitably something exciting will be happening on a field, whether it's baseball, football, the women's hockey. And in that case, I guess my wife had heard enough, because Megan Keller scores the winning goal, and what do the cameras do? They automatically go to the crowd. And what is the crowd doing? They're watching Megan Keller and the rest of the team celebrating. I'm like, come on. So I'm about to say something, and my wife's like, I know what you're going to say. I'm like, yeah, but she's like, no. And then I think she finally just had enough of me, because
I'm simply saying that you...
Will you shut up?
Hey.
Shut the hell up. Shut up. Shut up.
Skyler,
shut up.
Please
shut
stop.
Up.
I...
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut
hey.
Up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up!
I did.
We'll be singing when we're winning. We'll be singing. I get knocked down.
There's a story in my eyes. Turn the pages of desire. Now it's time to trade those dreams for the rush of passions by. I can feel you tremble when we touch, and I feel the hand of fate reaching out to both of us. I've been holding back the night. I've been searching for a clue from you. I'm gonna try with all my might to make a start.
And my doctor, he don't help either. He told me to run 5 miles a day for 2 weeks. I called him up. I said, Doc, I'm 70 miles from my house.
Tragedy on Jukebox Journey. Johnny G in with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Well, last night was the State of the Union address. I didn't watch it. I know a lot of people did. Longest State of the Union address ever. But there, a bar outside of the Capitol had a promotion last night. Starting at 9 o'clock, free beer until the president made his first insult. And the owner said, you know, I figure what, 5 minutes, I'm done. I guess it took him 45 minutes, and then that was the end of the free beer. Hey, you know, last week I played a song by the Youngbloods. What was that song? Get Together. And then I got a call from Dave on Long Island telling me, he said, did you know that the Youngbloods were supposed to be on the Johnny Carson Late Show back in 1969? I'm like, no, I didn't know. He said, yeah, apparently they were supposed to perform two songs, Get Together and a brand new track. They ran out of time, and Johnny Carson is like, just tell them to sing, you know, Get Together. Well, the band wasn't too happy about that. And they basically, the Tonight Show said, well, then go home. And publicly, Johnny stated that the band complained about the set, the lighting, the sound, the show, everything. So we wiped their noses, told them they'd been in show business for a day and a half, and they sent them home. And so they never did get to be on The Late Show. So why don't we send this next one out to Dave? Because he is a big fan of the Beach Boys.
Heroes and has me on a diet where I'm only allowed to eat roughage, and so it's, you know, the lettuce and the shredded wheat and the bran and the hay and the straw and everything. I've eaten so much roughage that I'm beginning to pass wicker furniture, which... Just little chairs, you know, it's not like a big thing. On a diet where I'm only allowed to eat.